This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A deadly accident in one of the world's busiest subway systems, Mexico City. At least 23 people killed, dozens of others injured after a subway overpass collapsed, sending a train car hurtling toward a busy street. Our Julie Walker reports.
Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says a support beam gave way just as the train passed over it. The overpass is 16 feet above the road. The train split in two, with one part left dangling off the overpass, a crane holding it up, the other part of the subway under rubble on the roadway, along with at least one car. The mayor told the news media at the scene people could still be trapped inside. Hundreds of rescuers were working at the scene.
Sí hay algunos menores.
She says some of those killed were children.
Tornadoes, golf ball-sized hail, and 70-mile-per-hour wind. Much of the South may see severe weather again today after tornadoes smashed through the region Sunday night and Monday. Most at risk today, say forecasters, large parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, as well as corners of Arkansas and Georgia. How are we doing in the battle against COVID-19? President Biden will update us this afternoon, says our Mike Gracia.
The president's remarks will come as U.S. regulators move toward expanding authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to cover young people ages 12 to 15. A federal official and a person familiar with the process say the Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds by next week, the first step toward setting up vaccines before the beginning of the next school year.
Public transit crushed by COVID-19 is struggling to figure out how to win back passengers. Transportation officials say a key to increasing ridership will be employers reopening offices. Even so, it could take years to get riders back. This is AP News. One of the largest concerts to take place since the pandemic began has been taped for a TV special. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Jennifer Lopez singing Sweet Caroline. Yeah, that happened. It was part of Global Citizen's Vax Live concert outside Los Angeles Sunday that also featured Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters, J Balvin, and her. The concert will be shown on ABC, CBS, and YouTube on Friday to encourage vaccinations against COVID-19 and more global distribution of vaccines. Model Chrissy Teigen says getting the vaccine means getting back to the things we love.
We can come together as a nation again so we can see our grandparents, hug our grandparents, and go to brunch.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economic outlook has brightened, but the recovery is leaving some people behind. Lower income groups, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.